conversing with you on the telephone, and you might ask me that question. You might say, where are you now? I said, well, I'm at home.
Would you ever say to home?
I am to home? No, I don't believe I'd use that to part there. It might be all right. It sounds kind of strange, though, don't it?
It sounds strange to me.
Well, if you'd say to me, where are you now? I'd say, well, I'm home.
Well, I heard it.
Yeah. So,
if the little boy here was running around with, there, without anything on, and you wanted him to dress, you took his pants and his shirt and his undershirt. So, what might you say to him?
I'd say, get in the other room and get these duds on. That's probably what I'd say to him. If you don't, I'm going to get my little paddle. Oh, I don't know just exactly what I'd say. I might say that. And I don't know what effect it'd have on him if I'd say something like that.
Let's see. Oh, we talked about weddings, didn't we?
Yes, sure did.
About clothes?
Yeah, about the best man and so forth.
And about the clothes.
Bridesmaid, huh?
The clothes that the groom would wear?
Well, I don't know whether we discussed that or not. I expect he put his best Sunday go-to-meeting clothes on. We used to use that, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just put on my Sunday go-to-meeting clothes.
Was that a new suit?
Well, it'd be the best you'd have. Well, it might be new and it might not be so new. That's right. But we didn't have no tuxes and things like that, you know.
I wanted one of those
get-ups that they have now.
When I was in college, it seemed that you had to have one of those, and I finally went down and bought one. I bet I've worn it 10 times maybe in the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Got it out and looked at it the other day, and the pants are about that big around, and the legs and the lapels are like this. Looks like something from an old movie.
Yeah, that's right.
If you get a number of articles in your pocket, and it just sort of goes like that, what would you say it does?
Well, I would say that it's bulged.
Uh-huh.
Your pocket was bulging with something. Yes, sir.
And I think I asked you about a peach that's past its prime.
A what?
A peach, which is past its prime, that gets that wrinkled skin on it. You say it's all what?
Well, I would say that it was swiveled.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We discussed that yesterday. Yeah, some of the reasons, some things that could cause it, different things could cause it to be in that condition.
Oh, if you throw a rock, say you're standing at a river and you throw the rock and it goes from one bank to the other, and some fellow says, did it fall in? You say, no, it didn't fall in, it went.
Well, what are you talking about now? Are you talking about a fella skipping it?
Well, no, just throwing it. So it doesn't go part way, it makes the whole trip. Paul says they go only part way across, and say, no, it went
clear across. That's what I'd say, I guess. Or all the way, maybe. Maybe that'd be more proper. But I'd say, well, it went clear across the creek.
On the other hand, if you were standing by a house, there was a crash of glass, you say, what happened?
Yeah. Crash of glass. I don't know.
When you threw this rock,